Hello, Podlers. Look who's back.
All the big names to and from the Isle of Wight Festival since the first one back in 1968. I'm a friend of the stars, if you will, but you know me. Confidentiality is key. It's all part of the service. I'll drop you a few hints.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
How was your weekend? Pictures only, please. 81215 is the number. Elaine's got in touch. She's got a walking person emoji, an arrow pointing to the right emoji, a mountain emoji, a tent emoji, sunshine emoji, sunset emoji, and a flames emoji. Shall we go a little deeper into this? Yeah. Elaine went walking up a mountain and then camped in the sun and then she lit a campfire.
Oh, beautiful.
Very nice.
And that's what Elaine did. Mm. Yeah, and yet I popped to M&S and thought that was a real triumph on Saturday afternoon. Yeah. Nick says there's a car, then there's a boot, then there's a ship, then there's, I think, what is that? What is that emoji? It's a weightlifting. It's a weightlifter emoji. A number four, a boat, and then a kind of captain-esque figure. Ugh. And what Nick is saying is car, boot, sail. Oh, so the boat is the sail.
Right.
And now he's waiting for the ferryman, because yes, in one hour from now, a legendary character of the Breakfast Show returns on 10 weeks of tickets. Your chance to be at the Isle of Wight Festival, thanks to clues given out by the mysterious ferryman.
Yeah, what a strange guy. I've only met him like once.
Yeah, you'll have to head out in a second.
I can't be near him. He really does my head in.
But people are really excited about the ferryman.
The teaser campaign on our socials was very
the
high.
The billboards on the way. Did you see them in news?
It's mad, isn't it? It's everywhere.
Well, it's like a filmic teaser for the ferryman that's gone on.
It's really high production values, aren't they?
It's amazing on the Absolute Radio socials. I didn't know he was a kind of like an Adidas Gazelle guy.
I know.
I never had him down.
Yeah, so
but I was
shocked
if you watch
by his footwear,
it.
But yeah.
So Nick isn't the only one waiting for the ferryman, and the wait will be over, as I say, in 1 hour's time when you can win your way into the Isle of Wight Festival. But for now, keep those weekends in emojis coming.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Basically, send us a little coloured pictures. We'll try and figure out what's going on. But then, fortunately, you get in touch and tell us what actually went down. This is one of the longest list of emojis I've ever had in the illustrious history of this radio feature. We've got a dress. Then we've got a person dancing. Then we've got a sunshine. Then there's two people with a love heart over their head. Then there's what I think is some pasta. Then there's a brush. There's an unidentifiable emoji. We're not sure what it is. No. We're even zooming in on it using our state-of-the-art screens. It's just a grey splodge. Then there's someone poorly with a face mask on. Then there's the green vomiting emoji.
Oh, no.
There's a lot going on.
So that's their life in emojis.
That's so far. Dave, I work in retail, dance to Backstreet Boys, as there was a lot of party buses going up and down because of the Champions League final. Right. Sunday, I went to the garden centre, got some new plants and took my husband out for lunch, did some housework and cleaned out a very grim litter tray. E from London.
Oh, right.
Do you know what?
Wow.
I can't think of how they could have used fewer emojis.
Yeah, it's true.
They've actually been pretty succinct.
You packed quite a punch from the tail of your weekend. My one, personally, is a calendar, an eyeball, a crotchet, a device, a receipt, a question mark, and then some dollar bills. And what this means is found a 2011 iPad iTunes receipt. What did I buy?
Oh, wow.
Stumbling across an iTunes receipt during this epic clear out.
I'm going through this epic clear out.
As you know, last week I was doing the shed. I've kept on going. So I had a little look at a peek into the past at what in 2011 I was buying for my very chunky iPad. And I got Zombie Smash HD.
Oh, what?
Is that a game?
I thought it was going to be like a Gangnam Style vinyl.
It's Zombie Smash to play on the iPad. Penultimate, which I believe is like a writing application.
Right.
Jenga HD.
Oh. Jenga for iPad.
Jenga on the iPad.
What
a cool 8-year-old I was. Ninja Jump. Deluxe HD. All of these are in Deluxe HD.
Yeah.
Then The Book to Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, wow, oh, okay. Nice.
And then Football Manager.
Oh, yes.
That was what I got on the iPad
haul.
In 2011. It was a vintage year, Matt. It really was.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Now, it is, as is tradition, time for the social ammunition. Mm. Matt, may I get the ball rolling
yes.
today? For you early birds, I've already touched on this, but the teaser video to the return of the ferryman, who's going to be back in about 30 minutes' time. He's going to give you the chance to win your way into the Isle of Wight Festival. Well, the teaser video is filmic, it's cinematic,
yeah,
it's a thing of beauty.
Yeah.
It's atmospheric.
It really is, yeah.
It's brooding.
It's possibly overhyping
it's
the return.
It's sexy. Let's just call it sexy. It is what
show.
It is.
Yeah,
it's never amazing. Has one Adidas trainer and footage of a ferry been so sexy. It's film noir.
It's ridiculous.
It's got it all going on.
Yeah.
You can see it on the Absolute Radio socials. It's also on my stories on my Instagram. Matt, what else is going on?
Magnet fishing is finally cool, which is great news because, you know, it's like metal detecting in water. People stand at the side of a canal with a big magnet.
Oh, is that
on the
how you
string.
Do that?
Yeah.
Oh, I did it on a stag do and I actually went into the canal with a metal detector. And
No, you did that wrong.
Got it.
No,
okay. Yeah. Okay, get
so
it.
So they're normally like you pull up a shopping trolley or something, some old piece of metal. But one couple in America were trawling Flushing Meadows, Corona Park Lake in Queens, and they pulled up a massive safe, an old safe, which they managed to unlock. And inside the safe was $100,000.
What?
In $100 bills, just big piles of them in bags inside a safe that they pulled out.
Well, the big question
magnet
is,
fishing.
I'm going to start with you, Anna. What would you do?
I'd take the money.
Yes. Well said.
Take the
Glenn,
money.
What would you do?
I wouldn't. I've seen No Country for Old Men. I'm not doing that.
100%.
You know, I'm not doing that ever.
No. Well, yeah, that's it, because they can't locate whose safe it was. They can't.
Yeah.
So the police.
Well, obviously, a trustworthy figure. If you've got £100,000 in a safe, you lob it in a canal, you're going to be one of the good guys. Surely.
Yeah. It's not the behaviour of
a criminal. There'll be no danger here.
But yeah, because they don't know whose it is. They've been to the police. They went to the police and said, look, we found this. And they said, well, it's quite water damaged and we don't know whose it is, so you can keep it. So the money's there, but it's slightly watered, so basically just dry it out on a radiator, dry it all out, and you've got the cash. It's amazing.
Wow.
Drive a safe out on a radiator.
The notes yeah, but what an amazing
well good
find.
For them.
It makes you want to go magnet fishing though, doesn't it?
Nah. Do you know what, even for $100,000 would I go magnet fishing.
And then finally there's a great clip about Gary Lightbody. It's of Gary Lightbody himself talking about Snow Patrol's early years on Absolute Radio.
Oh, was this with Ben Burrell on Friday?
That's right.
Brilliant interview.
Yeah, you can see it on our socials. He talked about when things weren't going so well for the band. They ended up playing an adult venue in the middle of the day. And here's the full story with Ben.
I read something. Is this true? I read that you were playing a gig in a strip club to a handful of people.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a strip club. It was a strip pub.
Even worse.
Yeah.
I can't believe we've got a level lower.
Daytime strip.
That
was a bit of a low point for us, I have to say. Final Straw had been out for 6 months at that point.
Because it wasn't a hit initially, was it?
No, it was so definitely not a hit initially. So Run came along and the album kind of became a hit off the back of Run coming out, but it was most assuredly not a hit up to that point.
So when you were performing, was there just poles in front of you?
There was a pole on the stage that they unscrewed.
They can unscrew the poles.
I remember that day. They screwed it back in and then I went on.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Your erotic dancer days. Who can forget? Yeah. I'll share those videos. You'll be talking about them later. And I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
Sorry. 10 weeks of tickets, yes. On breakfast and on home time, we have your chance to be at what's going to be an incredible festival, and its name is the Isle of Wight Festival. And yes, the rumours are true. You've been talking about it on the socials all weekend long. The Ferryman is back. Please welcome to the show, The Ferryman.
I'm back!
My captain. How you doing, Ferryman?
You guys, what a lovely scene.
You've had a bit of a glow up.
Yeah, I got some new sunglasses.
Yeah, and you got rid of the big beard.
And the big beard's gone. It's a new me. I'm back.
Very nice.
Yeah, the pipe's still here, though.
The pipe's still here.
I tried that vaping. I can't get on board with it, you know? I tried it. back to the good old backy for me.
Okay, Ferryman, well, you're going to be here all week giving people the chance to win their way into the Isle of Wight Festival. What's going to happen? That's how do they get their hands on the tickets?
Well, I've been ferrying all the big names to and from the Isle of Wight Festival since the first one back in 1968. I'm a friend of the stars, if you will, but you know me. Confidentiality is key. It's all part of the service. I'll drop you a few hints as to who's on board. It'll be a performer on the lineup for this year's festival, but I won't tell you who it is. If you correctly identify who I'm shipping over them their seas, them their tickets will be yours. It's as simple as that, Dave, my luscious landlubber.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, the ferryman. It's great having you back here on The Breakfast Show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, 10 weeks of tickets is back, and we are hell-bent on getting you into the Isle of Wight Festival. What an incredible lineup they have this year yet again. We'll go through that in a moment's time, because obviously the ferryman is about to give out some clues as to someone who is on his ferry, who are performing at the festival. Work out who it is? Well, you've got two tickets coming your way. And hoping to do just that is Claire. Good morning, Claire.
Morning, Dave.
Welcome along to the show. Claire has got one of the greatest job titles I've ever heard in my long career in broadcasting. She is a solution architect.
Oh.
Which is like something out of The Matrix, isn't it? But it's basically IT, isn't it, Claire?
It is.
Yeah, you can dress it up as much as you like, solution architect this and that, but effectively it's IT. And Claire is on the show wanting to step away from IT for a while and go crazy in a field. Isn't that right, Claire?
Absolutely.
Okay. Are you excited about meeting the ferryman?
I am. Morning, ferryman.
Good morning, Claire. Welcome aboard, me hearties. Welcome aboard the famous White Link ferry departing Portsmouth Harbour, heading for Ryde Pierhead. Now, as you may have spotted, I've got some very special celebrity guests on board this morning. Wave if you see them, but you know me. Confidentiality is key. It's all part of the service, so I'm not going to give anything away. I've got a tray cool band on this morning, as they say in France. Let's set sail, shall we? Good riddance to land as we venture across the stormy seas. Welcome to paradise, indeed. Let's get me old binoculars out and take a look, shall we? Ah, what a long view that is. A beautiful long view, yes. I'm in a bit of a dilemma here, boys. I wouldn't normally ask my A-list guests for any assistance, but I might need help dropping anchor when we arrive. I'm looking for someone with a strong arm.
Oh, no.
Anybody on board Armstrong? Are you Armstrong? Yeah, that's what people say, isn't it?
I don't think you signposted it enough, Ferryman.
No. Here we go. Took a little longer than I thought, Claire, but nice guys finished last day, and I'll be back to collect you after your show. Your old pal, the ferryman, will sort you out when I come around. Remember, confidentiality is key. It's all part of the service.
Okay, so Claire, the question is, from the lineup, who was aboard the ferry with the ferryman?
Is it Nelly? No.
I didn't see Nelly coming a mile away. Unfortunately,
I mean, the ferryman doesn't have any clothes on, so that is
incorrect. The answer was Green Day, Claire.
Oh,
so we're going to be rolling the tickets over to tomorrow when we'll have your chance to win four tickets. Claire, it was really nice talking to a solution architect. So Green Day are going to be joining the Prodigy, Pet Shop Boys, Simple Minds, Suede, Keen, Feeder and so many more. Your next chance to win is with the Home Time Boys from 4 p.m. Ferryman, do you think you're going to have to up your game a little bit?
Did
you
not make it too? I was a bit too discreet there, wasn't it? Confidentiality is key, but I shouldn't be that confidential. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I need to go see a solution architect.
You certainly do.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
I'm looking for those little quirks, those weirdnesses that you may have in your life that you feel it's about time you shared with the group. Each and every week, you wow us at 8, 12, 15. Of course, it's only fair that members of the team offer up their weirdnesses as well. Mm. And this week, Matt, that honour has fallen to you. Yeah. So please complete the sentence. Is it weird that I
went geocaching yesterday? For the first time in my life.
I don't know what geocaching is.
Well, it was the last day of half term, right? Mm. We're running out of ideas. And yeah. Geocaching, I first came... It's like maybe the 2010s, it was quite popular then. So you basically run around the country using the map on your phone and the app, the geocaching app, to find hidden little bits
of
treasure.
You're not on the payroll there, are you?
No, really not. I don't think anyone's used that app for about 15 years, but...
Did you ring them? So let me bring this back. Yeah. Yeah, like 2.5 million listeners. Let me do
this. You'll find it, and then we'll race. So, my wife Katie and my daughter Bess were in one car, and me, Ted, and Maggie were in the other car, and we'd race to get to this. So we went to like a war memorial, and there was a bench next to it, and hidden behind the bench was a little 35 millimeter film roll with some paper inside it. And then you say on the app, "I found this." I mean, I'd never.
What do you
done
do then? Put it back.
Then you mark it on the app. You say, "Yes, I found." Found this, and then you put it back. But what is quite
responsible for this? I feel like this is a dream.
No, it has a dream-like quality to it, doesn't it, Anna? You're absolutely spot on.
What was in the roll of film?
It was just a bit of paper.
Pictures of Matt. He held it up to the light. He couldn't believe what he was seeing.
No, it's just like a roll of paper, and people sign it. So the last people that signed it was about like a month ago. So people are still actively searching for these geocaches, right?
What else did you find?
It's quite embarrassing because at one point we were looking for a magnetic geocache on a street sign, and it was right next to a pub. And some people came out of the pub to have a little smoke, and they were just watching me and my kids searching this street sign.
It's one of the bleakest stories I think I've ever heard. There's two smokers outside the pub door watching Matt and his kids examine a street sign carefully because he's geocaching.
But I mean, although it's quite embarrassing to do, it was surprisingly entertaining. The competition element was
so
quite good.
Did you win? Does anyone? No, there's no winners in this, is there?
No, there are winners. Me and the two youngest children lost. They proceeded to cry, and it all ended quite badly.
Oh no!
So do you set like a parameter for how far you're willing to go?
Pretty much, yeah.
Could you be up in Edinburgh and then down in Brighton?
You pick a cache and you just head out there, and then it's a race to get there. I'll take you one day if you want.
No, you're absolutely fine. Thank you very much, Steve, for the invitation. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. It is Monday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it is time now to cross live to line one and say good morning to Hillary in Colchester. Hillary, please complete the sentence. Is it weird that I...
Rub my dog's ears under my nose because they're like velvet.
You rub your dog's ears under your nose because they're like velvet.
They're really soft.
They are really soft. You started off by saying rub your dog's nose under your nose as well, which is adorable, the way of communicating, like an Inuit. So, Hillary, I suppose the first question should be, does your dog mind? Because if your dog's cool with it, then I suppose we're all cool with
How
it.
How much does your dog mind?
No, he loves it.
He loves it. Okay, what's your dog's name?
Custard.
What kind of breed is Custard?
He's a yellow Labrador.
Oh, you know, if I was going to rub a dog's ears under my nose, a yellow Labrador is probably the top pick, I think.
Yeah, quite velvety soft.
Yeah. So have you been doing this to Custard since he was a puppy, or is it a new thing?
No, since he was a puppy, because I could pick him up and he used to snuggle in, and then I'd just rub his ears under my nose. It's kind of just become a thing.
There's some comedy timing for you there. Okay, and so, I mean, is this, you're a teacher, that's your occupation, isn't it, Hillary?
Yes.
So, like, when you're marking homework or possibly things are getting a bit stressful at the school, do you just drag Custard over and just take an ear and just rub it under your nose while you mark A+ there, B there, old C-, Kevin must do better? Is it, like, part of the process for you now?
Yeah, we snuggle up on the settee together, books on one side and custard in his ears on the other.
That's lovely.
It's like a walking comfort blanket. Why the nose? Why can't you just rub it at the ear and enjoy it?
Yeah, why have you got to put it under your nose is what Matt's asking.
Oh, because they smell so nice as well.
Oh, it's the smell of the dog's ears.
Full custard combo.
Will you do this at any time, or has custard got to be fresh out of the bath, or do you not mind?
Oh, no, I don't mind at all. No, any time's fine.
Right. Have you ever loaned custard out to a friend or family member in need, or is ears strictly your property?
Oh, no, everybody loves his ears. Everybody goes straight for his ears and snuggles them.
Right, wow. Custard's living quite the life, isn't he? Ooh!
Marjorie from 43!
I suppose the final question, Glenn touched on it there, though, and we asked this of all pet and dog owners who join us on The Breakfast Show. All together now,
how much does your dog weigh?
40 kilos.
40 kilos, that's a lot of ear to have under your nose. Yeah,
that's
wow.
Lot, I think.
Custard's an impressive beast, isn't he?
The nice thing is you always know where Custard is, because if Custard ever sort of went running off in the park, it must be so embarrassing to have to yell, Custard!
Custard! Like you're disgruntled in a restaurant. Hilary, it has been a charm having you on the show and hearing all about the legend that is 40 kilograms of custard. We'll speak again real soon. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, Dave. Bye.
Cheers, Hilary. Keep them coming. Is it weird that I ate 12.50?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This next correspondence isn't going to make any sense, but I'm going to read it anyway. It comes from Jack in Southend, and he says, Dave, how many people have downloaded that geocaching app now? I know I have. Geocaching, really? Here I come.
Wow, yeah.
You're such an influencer,
Welcome
Matt.
Welcome to the exciting new world that is geocaching.
An influencer for popular pastimes of yesteryear. So geocaching is very much in Jack's world now after
good,
you said, is it weird that I did geocaching yesterday afternoon with the family?
I've just spotted one round the corner over in Fitzrovia. I might pop by on the way home. I'm hooked.
What, on your own now? Not even has something to do with the kids?
Yeah, just to find them. I just want to tick them all off.
Wow. Dave, is it weird that when I have a fried or poached egg, I eat the white first and leave the yolk until last, and then I pop it in my mouth and let it burst?
Oh, that's
Johnny Newark.
There's better ways to work that. Yeah.
So Matt's had a go. He's changed Jack in Southend's life. And I'm going to pick on you. Do you want to complete the sentence? Is it weird that I?
Yes. Could not shake hands with a 5-time Olympian because my hand was covered in hoisin sauce.
Yes. What? Yes, that is weird. Oh, is this the lovely Mark?
Yes, Mark Foster.
Mark Foster. I love Mark Foster. Anna sent me a picture on WhatsApp at the weekend with Mark Foster.
Who listens to the show?
Oh, does he?
Good morning,
nice.
Mark Foster. What a charming guy he is. Clearly a discerning gentleman.
And were you
as
eating
well.
Crispy aromatic duck with him or what?
I basically went wild in the media briefing room on the buffet table.
Yes.
Is that a new clue, Dan? Right, okay, so you were being looked after then.
Oh, yeah.
What was the media event? What was this event?
It was just, it was basically Mark Foster and a few former Olympians were teaching people to swim in the London Aquatic Centre.
Oh, that's great.
And also it was a bit of a preview for Paris, the Paris Olympics, and he was there. And yeah, the media briefing room was excellent. There was so much food, so many pastries, but they did give you those small dishes, you know? So I did go wild and filled a few of them up.
There you go, yeah.
And there were spring rolls and hoisin sauce. And, you know, hoisin sauce gets so sticky.
It's so sticky, isn't it? Yeah. So you had this over your hand, and then Mark walked in and said, oh, hi, nice to meet you. I'm a legend. And you went, are you sure go wild?
It was just as we'd done all our interview and everything, and he was leaving, and he'd come to shake my hand, and I must apologise. I can't shake your hand. Mine's covered in hoisin sauce.
What a great thing to say to an Olympic gold medalist. I love that. Brilliant. And yes, and to know that Mark tunes into the show is lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, he said he's a big fan.
Did you wash your hands and shake him his hand at the end, or does he remain unshook? You waved him. Okay, that's fair enough.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
On your Monday morning, just after nine, of course. Well, that's shout-out time. But you got to work for them. Even on a Monday morning when you're all yelling at your devices right now, going, leave us alone, Dave! Leave my grey matter untouched.
It doesn't want to be tickled.
It will not be tickled. It will not crackle like an electric fence. No! Well, it will. It's puns. You're so good at them. That's why I come at you every week. It's called The Smash. And today, our inspiration comes from Ben Burrell's brilliant interview with Snow Patrol frontman Gary Lightbody, when he told tale of the band performing in a strip pub. Not a strip club. A strip pub early in their career. We also had just the most amazingly weird call from listener Hillary regarding her dog Custard's soft velvety ears. Yeah. If you missed that, well worth getting the podcast. It will be available in about an hour's time. And so The Smash, music and dogs. 8, 12, 15. It's kind of a Smash favourite, this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we've not done it in so long. So I've got the Labradors.
Lovely. Of course, yes.
And Kennels Loggins.
Very good.
So they're what I've got. What have you got, Matt?
Anything by Howl City.
Nice.
Fetch 32. Oh. Or the Walkies Brothers.
Good. Anna Geary.
I've got Linkin Park.
Oh, yes.
Bon Jovi.
Nice.
And Spaniel Bedingfield.
Oh, these are so good, Glenn.
Lovely. Steppenwolf. Mastiff Attack. And The War on Pugs.
So there we go. It is music versus dogs on The Smash. If you want your shout out, make sure you include your name, where you are, that kind of thing.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Just after nine is shout-out time, where we take inspiration from our Ben Burrell's chat with Snow Patrol frontman Gary Lightbody, who said the band performed in a strip pub early in their career. And we also take inspiration from Hillary telling us all about rubbing her nose against her dog's ears. Yes, it is music versus dogs on The Smash at 8, 12, 15. The Wonder Gruff, says Steve.
Oh.
David Bowie Wowie from Gus. The Beagles, which I love, from Lauren in Fife. The Arctic Muttleys is very nice from Danny. The Scooby Dooby Brothers from Dawn in Preston. And finally, from Matt on the A41, bravo, sir, on Pedigree Chumbawamba. Nicely done. Matt Dyson.
Mop the Poodle from Kev. Fleet Woof Mac, says Jay in Brilliant. Newcastle. Woof Alice from Paul in Glasgow. You could have left that as it is, to be honest. And extra points for Carl and the Bricklayers, who's gone for Snow Paw Patrol, which is where this story started.
Excellent work, everybody. That's why we do The Smash, and that's exactly why we'll be doing it again real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that is it for Monday morning's edition of The Breakfast Show. Thank you very much indeed for tuning in. And don't forget, if you missed any of the show and you're a fan, or maybe you even took part in the show and you want to find out what you sound like on the radio, well, there's a brand new edition of the podcast and it about to drop. But Matt Dyson?
Yes.
Before it drops, I've got to stop saying that. It needs a title. He's geocaching. Is that right? Is that what it's
geocaching,
called?
Geocaching, yeah.
He's geocaching, or Custard Under the Nose of Marjorie from Number 43.
Oh, yeah. That was when you did an impromptu impression of a golden Labrador.
Marjorie!
During a chat with Hillary. It has to be that. Yeah, the Is It Weird That I, with the dog's ear. Has to
well
be.
Worth getting the podcast just to hear listener Hillary's story in full, let me tell you. Available wherever you get your podcasts from. Up next, the owner Graham's going to be here. She'll have the tea break trivia and the details you need to potentially win £250,000 by the end of the week. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.